the Gita has a definite program of Karma Yoga, which is the lower form of tapas. And then it says he has to try to discover the witness self. In the 13th chapter, which is one of the chapters on knowledge, the field is described. This body is the field. He who knows it is called the field knower. Now, this doesn't mean that part of our mind looks at the other part of our mind and thinks, oh, well, I know. There is something within us which is quite separate from the field, which is defined as the physical elements of the body, as the mind, as the senses, as pleasure, pain, desire, aversion, firmness and steadiness. All those things are the field. There is something which is apart from them. And Shankara, in the later verses of the chapter, he says it is as different from them as the pith of a reed is from the outer casing, and it must be separated from them. This is a very old Upanishadic example. It's quite separate. And this is what must be first realized, and it's first realized in the body. There are many verses in the Gita which refer to this, the great Lord seated in the body. He, self-controlled, practicing yoga, becomes seated in the nine-gated body, neither acting nor causing to act. Something quite independent. And in the 13th chapter of the Gita, it'll say again and again, the Supreme Lord is Lord of the universe, but he's also seated in this body. And the first realization, Shankara says, in chapter 8, is that the separate self is known in the body. There is something in the body which is different from body and mind, quite different. And this he must try to find in meditation. The meditations first are given on the Lord, the external Lord, as external, as supporting the whole universe, creating and maintaining it. And this purifies and calms the mind. Then the attention is turned within to try to find the Pratyagatma, the separate, inmost self. And this is the first step, Shankara says. It is first known as a glimpse of a witness. But still there is a duality. It's within the body. It's witnessing the body in the world. But in the end, in the fulfillment, it turns out to be the universal self. All the attributions and all the restrictions drop off. But first of all, it has to be known. And our teacher said that it can be known first. There's something within us, which when we are frightened, when we're shivering with fear, there's something within us which is not shivering. When we're blazing with anger, there's something within us which is not angry. And he said to try to turn, first in little things, when we are upset by something, no, there is something within us which is independent and separate and unmoved, can't be touched. When there's a storm, there's something within us which is free from the storm. When there's a torrent of abuse, as he said, as our teacher said, there is something within which is not touched by the torrent. To try to find, have experience of that separate self, first in meditation, and to some extent, and he said as much as possible, to revive the awareness and consciousness of it in daily life. still to act, but to know there's something within us which is independent. So it means, first of all, to attain some sort of mastery of the inner apparatus by identifying the witness self. When this is known, it says, his longings cease, his desires and the disturbances cease. And then, as the Gita says, he can act efficiently for the first time because his actions are not blurred and obstructed. So first of all, we have to become captain of the soul. And then what happens? The field knower is finally found to be the universal Lord. Then he is everything. He is the purpose, the substratum of the illusion has a purpose. There is a correspondence between the substratum and the illusion. It is not something arbitrary like Father Christmas. There is a correspondence, and that correspondence is the purpose of the Lord through Maya. Then he becomes the Lord of Maya. So then he is master, not master of the fate, he is fate himself. Our teacher quoted those lines. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. To him, these were not word clouds. It was a working program. Well, thank you for your attention.